Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sherman Abando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Devereaux steals second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Sax. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Sax steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. Sax moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Sax scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abando strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Burks throws the ball into Ventura who tags Anderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Hoyles moves to third. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Carcoviche to Cora covering second. The throw back to home, and Hoyles is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sax is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Sax. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abando is 0-for-1 in the game. Abando strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Ventura. The throw from Hoyles to Reynolds and they have Ventura trapped. The throw over to Seghi, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sachs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sachs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Leo Gomez. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sherman Abando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Abando is 0 for 2 in the game. Abando hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing right field. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gielen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Sachs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles won. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Todd Froworth now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mike Huff now playing left field. Harold Baines pinch hits for Glenn Davis. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Luis Mercedes pinch runs for Harold Baines. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hernandez, and towards Gielen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mercedes moves to second. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore strikes out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff strikes out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken is walked intentionally. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Luis Mercedes. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 4 in the game. Cora strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore strikes out. 2 outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 4 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gielen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-4 in the game. Karkovice bunts towards first. Seghe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-5 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Hoyles for a passed ball. Cora moves to second. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cora moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore strikes out. One out. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seghe is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Seghe strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.